Thanks for downloading this episode of Andy Jones Live. We hope that you'll be able to laugh and maybe even learn a little bit today.
DJ, I want to talk to you about something. You're in this premarital class. You and your girl.
Yeah.
You and Rachel are in this premarital class. I want to talk to you about this thing that my wife tells me all the time.
Uh-oh.
She says to me, Andy, I don't want you to fix anything. I just want you to listen.
Oh, dude, I get that too.
Has Rachel ever said that to you?
Yes.
I think it's a pretty common thing women say to their men, like, stop trying to fix it and just listen.
Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is, it's not just a relationship thing. I think it's a ministry thing and a leadership thing. I think it actually goes outside of even ministry, but specifically for us, we work with youth. And we're always almost trained as guys, like, we want to help our students. We want to take them from where they're at to a new place. We want to fix them. We want to, you know what, we care a lot about students. If we could fix their problems, if we could, you know, just snap our fingers and help them get better, we would. But the truth of the matter is, I'm not so convinced that we're called to be fixers of people as much as we're just called to love people and care about people and help people. Really, I find my job is more like pointing people in the right direction, because I'm not smart enough to fix the students' problems. I mean, why don't you list a few of the problems that we deal with on the daily when it comes to students?
Addiction. Lust.
Yeah.
It's always
family
problems.
Broken family. Yeah. Abuse.
Yeah.
Some students cut themselves. Right? I mean, these are big-time issues.
Yeah.
And it is foolish, I think, for any leader, specifically ministry leader, to think that you're calling is to be the fixer of people. In fact, I think it puts you in it gives you a bit of a savior complex where you think that you can somehow save, like somehow you can go in and you are just what they needed the most.
Yeah.
Like, wow, thank God you're here, DJ. You've solved all my problems. But we really think that sometimes.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to offer today, not just for ministry leaders, but I think it really applies to us, to leaders. I don't think your calling is to be a fixer of people as much as it is simply to love.
Yeah.
So a couple ways, maybe three ways, because I wrote them down.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
Well, my wife is right.
Keep your ears open.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, just hear people out. It helps you have compassion and empathy. And it listening requires you to shut your mouth.
Yeah.
We took this personality thing this week as a staff, right? Learning about ourselves. And one of the things, when I overuse my personality, I'm known to be talkative.
Bad listener.
Yeah, bad listener. But the one that really cracked me up was, it says you have a tendency to talk about yourself when trying to help others.
Oh.
I just started laughing because I'm like, yep, I do.
Is that bad? I don't know.
All I know is sometimes I need to just shut up
and listen.
Yeah. So that's one way. Another way, you talked about this one a little bit, and you do this actually really well.
Yeah.
When confronted with somebody who just needs help, they just are a mess, you tend to believe the best about them. How do you do that?
Well, for me, I don't like to set my mind on like someone, just all they do is like, not everyone's a bad person. And not everyone is like 100% bad. Like, there's at least got to be 1% good.
Yeah.
So I try to find that in people.
Sure.
Because that, I think the best quality and the worst quality come out at the same time.
Yep.
So you just believe the best. Like, no. Yeah. Like, yeah, they don't stick to their word, but they are really hardworking.
Sure.
And they show up on time. And so I think just when it comes to what we're saying, fixing people.
Yeah.
Don't fix people. Like you said, listen, but also just believe in them, what's been the best.
What's working in them. This is going really well for you. I'm going to believe in that thing. The last one is this. Celebrate the small victories. Like, for real. We want to fix them. We want it to all get better. We want the students' parents to get back together. We want them to stop cutting themselves. But celebrate the small victories. There's a great verse. Probably, I think I say this every time I share a verse, but it is one of my favorite verses. And it's Zechariah 4:10, and it's God talking, saying, don't despise small beginnings. The Lord rejoices to see the work begin. And I think that we have to do that when it comes to leading people and being around people. Is there, look, I'm a work in progress. You're a work in progress. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. Let's celebrate those small victories instead of trying to fix people all at once.
Yeah.
So anyway, just a thought about leadership and life. I'm not called to be the fixer of people, but I am called to love, care for, help, point people in the right direction.
It's good.
Good.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks. Hey, wanted to do a final five with you. Haven't done a top five list in a while.
Yeah.
And wanted to ask this question, DJ. Five shows, TV shows, that you'd like to be on. Doesn't matter if they're reality shows or what. Maybe it's a, you know, a comedy on TV. What shows would you like to be on? Five shows.
Just like low-key admitting what shows you watch at the same time.
Sure.
Okay. Number five, Mythbusters.
Oh, yeah.
I've always liked Mythbusters. Only reason why I went to science class. Like, it's good. I like
it. It is a good show. So that's a good one. I like that. So you'd be on Mythbusters.
Yeah, I'd be the guy who writes the, like, what they do. Because I have a lot of questions. I'm curious about things. So Mythbusters, number five.
Okay. I put a comedy on TV. I love comedies. And so not so much a sitcom with a laugh track, but there's a show right now on HBO called Hello Ladies. And it's pretty funny. It's this guy trying to get a girl. Like every episode, he's trying to get a lady. But I love comedies, and a funny sitcom would be great to be on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm never a fan of Simpsons and Family Guy. I think it'd be cool to see myself as a cartoon.
Oh, okay.
So Family Guy or The Simpsons. Okay. I mean, it's funny when I watch.
So just like on you would just want to see DJ as a cartoon.
As a cartoon.
Hey, if you're listening to this and you know how to do cartoons, would you draw DJ as a cartoon? We'd really like it. Just send it to us.
Be easy on the head. So yeah, this one, number four.
Okay, number four for me was Big Break. It's a golfing show, which is, you know, pretty white and stuff. But I really like it because they go to exotic locations to golf.
Yeah.
That's the show. They're trying to make the tour or, you know, make the team, but they have to do all these competitions at these beautiful courses, man. That'd be fun. I'd like that.
If you like golf, that's cool.
I want to travel a little bit. Yeah.
I could dig it. My number three, The League. It's the fantasy football.
Oh yeah. That's a good show.
That's a funny show. It's good. And I wish that me and my friends took fantasy football that serious.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Do you ever feel like your fantasy football league is like The League?
Yeah. We don't have like a trophy that we like, whatever, but
you like to trash talk each other.
Oh yeah. I'm in first place winning by two games, whatever.
No big deal. No big deal. Who's counting?
Yeah. Right.
Number three for me is any game show. I would love to be a game show host.
Okay.
It's a secret fantasy of mine to be a game show host. Not anymore, I guess.
Game show thing is like so white to me. I don't know.
Really?
It's just so,
I love it, man. Like, what are you talking about? Steve Harvey is a Family Feud guy. He's not white. He's great.
It's close.
He's hilarious.
If Tyler Perry was hosting. Just kidding. My number three would be my number two, Sports Science.
Oh, yeah.
Big
I like that show.
Fan of Sports Science. It's almost like Mythbusters, but for sports.
I like that show. There's a show, my number two is a show I'd like to be on, Donut Wars or Donut Showdown. It's like on the cooking or food channel.
Okay.
And I don't know how to make donuts, but I would love to be a taste tester.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd be all right with that.
I can mess with that. My number one. You might clown. I actually might, like, I don't know. I want to be on The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah?
I want to be a zombie.
Yeah?
But then, like, I don't know. I got acting skills, so you could throw me on the crew.
Could you, DJ, could you cry on camera?
Could
you cry on cue?
Oh, yeah.
You could think about something sad enough and cry?
Cry right now.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'm good. I'm back.
Whoa. That was amazing.
I got good accents and stuff, so that's my number one. Walking Dead. Throw me on the show if you're listening.
You have good accents?
Yeah.
Would you like to try that, too?
Oh, dang it. Whatever. What's your number one?
We'll do that maybe we'll do a top five best accents you can do. My number one is any late night host. Okay. I think like The Late Show, The Tonight. I'm fascinated. I think those guys are so great
at
what
they
do. I would like it. I would like the interview part. I would like the telling the jokes part.
Yeah.
I don't stay up late very well, so I definitely have to record it earlier in the day. But I think a late night show host would be really fun.
Have you seen that Jimmy Kimmel, the Halloween candy?
Oh yeah,
I really want you to do it next year, please.
Oh yeah, I think we will for sure.
Please do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, hey, thanks for listening to the podcast today. Please interact with us.
Yep.
For real. Send us an email if you can cartoon. Yeah, if you can cartoon DJ, please do that.
Yep.
And remember, not called to be a fixer of people, just called to love people.
So good.
Check back next Thursday for another edition of Andy Jones Live. For more information or resources from Andy, check out his website at andyjoneslive.com.